U.S. efforts to extend Gaza truce are objectively pro-Hamas, John Bolton. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton on Saturday criticized the Biden administration for its attempts to extend the truce in Gaza, calling them objectively pro-Hamas. "I think with the initial pause now behind us, I think Israel's best judgment here is simply to proceed militarily to achieve the objective it says it wants, which is the elimination of Hamas," Mr. Bolton told NewsNation. "I think the second-guessing by the Biden administration, the efforts to prolong the pause to turn it into a full ceasefire, are objectively pro-Hamas because it denies Israel the self-defense right it has to eliminate the terrorist threat." Israel's war with the Hamas terrorist group resumed on Friday after a week-long truce brokered by Egypt, Qatar, and the United States, during which Hamas freed 110 hostages in exchange for 240 Palestinian prisoners. A day before the truce ended, Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged for a longer truce on Thursday. He said, "Our immediate focus is working with our partners to extend the pause so that we can continue to get more hostages out of Gaza and more assistance in." Also on Friday, the White House blamed Hamas for ending the truce. "It's because of Hamas that this pause ended," National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said, per USA Today. "They were just simply unable, failed to produce a list of hostages that could help enable that pause extending," Mr. Kirby added. "The onus is on Hamas to be able to produce a list of hostages that they can get out so that we can try to get this pause back in place." Mr. Bolton criticized President Joe Biden for trying to limit what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can do. The National Security Advisor had previously criticized the truce as a very bad deal for Israel. "I think the administration is weak. I think it's weak on Ukraine, it's weak on China. It's weak on Iran, it's weak on North Korea, and it's weak on the terrorist threat that Israel faces," Mr. Bolton said. Biden's rhetorical support initially was quite strong. But when he put his arm around Netanyahu, he kept his arm around Netanyahu, and they really are trying to constrain what Israel is doing. "Maybe it's for political reasons," Mr. Bolton added. "I think the administration is scared to death of the left wing of the Democratic Party." On November 28, the House voted 412-1 to pass a resolution affirming Israel's right to exist and calling for Hamas to release its hostages. Representative Thomas Massie, a libertarian, was the only lawmaker to vote against the resolution. Representative Rashida Tlaib, who has a history of anti-Semitism, was the only lawmaker who voted present. All other members of the far-left group The Squad, including Representative Ilhan Omar, voted in favor of the resolution. Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State during the Trump administration and a senior counsel for global affairs at the American Center for Law and Justice, published an article on December 2 calling on President Biden to stop caving to far-left ceasefire calls. "Make no mistake, a long-term ceasefire is exactly what Hamas wants," Mr. Pompeo wrote. "Pressuring Israel to now sign a long-term ceasefire would only encourage future attacks like those we saw on October 7. It would be a green light to Hezbollah and other Iranian proxies that America will not have Israel's back, making the region far less safe for Israelis and Americans alike. We know why the Biden administration is now pushing for a long-term ceasefire," Mr. Pompeo added. "It is an attempt to placate its political base, which is increasingly dominated by anti-Semitic, anti-Israel activists. Supporting Israel right now isn't about politics. It's about enabling the triumph of good over true evil," Mr. Pompeo stated.